So when you got here, what did you think? Did you think you'd have a long-term future here, or were you, how strange was that kind of right. coming over in the trade?
You know, there was a coach that I played for in college, and he told me, only worry about the things that you can't control. And so from the time of the trade, that's all I've done. And I'm just, I couldn't be any more excited to be here. From the day I arrived, you couldn't have been welcomed in a better way. This has been an incredible experience so far. And, you know, right now I'm just trying to work hard, learn the system, and be a great teammate.
Initially, it seemed like you were almost a throw-in in that trade, but you don't feel that way? You feel like you've been embraced as part of something going forward?
You know, once again, I don't really make those decisions as far as what I was in the trade, but the facts are I'm here, I'm playing football, I love being a Cleveland Brown, and it's just been so great to work with Coach Jackson, Coach Lee. I've grown so much this spring, especially in OTA phase two. Coach Lee is just tremendous with the fundamentals. Coach Jackson doesn't let us slack off at all, which, you know, it really keeps you on your game. So I've really grown as a quarterback here, and like I said, I love being a Cleveland Brown.
What have you been told about, I guess, your future or your role, you know, coming in here?
There haven't been any conversations like that. Like I said, I'm only going to work on a fact-based deal. And right now I'm out here at practice. I'm trying to learn this system to the best of my ability, trying to be a great teammate, you know, doing things with guys, you know, outside of the building and working hard inside of it. And you know, like I said, I'm only going to worry about the things I can't control, you know, my effort, my attitude, you know, how hard I work, how hard I study. And that's really what my focus is on right now.
Brock, there were reports out of Houston. We just talked about that. Maybe you weren't a great teammate, that there were was friction. So could you tell us what happened from your side of that?
You know, I'm not going to go into Houston at all. My sole focus is on the Cleveland Browns, you know, just on the present time, working hard, trying to be a great teammate here. But, you know, I'm sure players in Houston, if you reach out to them, you can ask them that question. But my focus is on the Cleveland Browns right now.
What about the fact that you landed in open quarterback competition where, you know, anything goes and you have a chance to win this job?
I think that's great. I think anytime you're in a competition with, you know, other guys at your position, it brings out the best in you. And it's certainly the best thing for the team because the best player at that position is going to play. And ultimately, that should lead to wins for your football team. So I think it's great that we're all out here competing every single day. We're all pushing each other. We're all helping each other out. You know, there's no friction in the room or anything like that. We're just working as a unit, which is great to see because, like I said, I think it's going to bring out the best in everybody.
What did you learn? You go from Denver to be now the number one quarterback and all that. So what did you learn from that experience that might help you compete for this job here?
You know, competition goes all the way back to high school for me. You know, I had to compete for a high school starting job. Then in college, you know, I had to compete for the starting job there. And then, you know, you go to Denver and, you know, I started to play because of an injury, but I had to compete for a number two job. And then, you know, so competition's been around my whole life. And like I just said, I think competition's a great thing because it brings out the best in you. And once again, it's the best thing for the football team because the best player ultimately is going to play on Sunday.
Was there any tip-off to you that you would be traded?
There wasn't. In fact, I was on the golf course in Arizona. I just finished up a workout. I was lifting, I threw, and I went and played some golf. I was standing in a sand trap, and I got a phone call, and here we come. But like I said, this has just been a tremendous experience. You know, the city's been great. The organization, I can't say enough great things about it, just how I've been welcomed, how we work on a daily basis, and like I said, how Coach has been coaching me. I absolutely love it.
What was the point at all, how it all went down in Houston?
You know, once again, that's not up to me to decide. You know, I didn't have control over that. A trade took place, you know, and I'm not involved with that. Bottom line, I'm going to focus on what I do control, and right now, I'm just trying to work hard, make the most of every single day, and be a great teammate and learn this system.
But you've been around some situations where you've been with, you know, people that really know the quarterback position, obviously in the two places that you've been. You're talking about talking about you've learned so much this spring. What's different here? Why is this been maybe better for you?
Yeah, you know, the thing I love that's taken place so far is kind of what I just said earlier. Coach Lee and Coach Jackson really, really coach fundamentals, feet, delivery, where your eyes are on a play, progressions. And I believe fundamentals are how you play great football. You know, if your fundamentals are out of whack, you're going to be out of whack. And, you know, just to be surrounded by Coach Lee, pushed by him every day, pushed by Coach Jackson, it's going to make me a better player. You know, I'm getting back to the things that I think, you know, make great quarterback play. And I just really appreciate them being on me and coaching me hard.
I guess what I meant when I asked you about that question about what did you learn, you know, you go into Houston with that huge contract. Mm-hmm. So people expect you to be perfect. Mm-hmm. So what did you learn? What did you learn with that? That's what I'm at.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple things. You know, one of them is, you know, all due respect to everybody here, but block out the outside noise. That's the first thing. Second thing, only worry about the things that do matter. You know, your teammates, your preparation, your scheme, what you're doing on the practice field, and trusting your process. You know, it's a long season. There's going to be highs. There's going to be lows. Now, as a professional, your goal is to try to cut out those highs and lows and just remain steady and get a little bit better each and every single day. But sometimes that's not how a season goes. So I would say the things I've learned after being a full-time starter for a year, you know, block out some outside noise, trust your process, believe in your process, stick to it, and, you know, just believe in what you're doing and try to get a little bit better every single day.
Brock, if you play the way you played last year in Houston, is that good enough to help this team win, or how much better do you need to be?
You know, I'm not going to compare the two situations because, one, they're two different teams. They're two different systems offensively, how we do things. My sole focus right now is on this system, this team, and being my absolute best I can possibly be for the Cleveland Browns.
But are you good enough to be a starting quarterback in this league? I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Why?
I think the proof is in the film for the past 2 years.
But some people would say the proof's not in the film from last year.
It's okay.
Brock, what about the fact that Hugh at the end of rookie minicamp stated that Cody is, you know, the first man mm-hmm. up and kind of the guy to beat? You know, what's your take on that?
You know, I think that's great. I think Cody's certainly earned that right. You know, he played in a lot of football games last year. I think he did a tremendous job for this football team. You know, I'm the new guy on the block. I need to earn my stripes here, if you will. And so, you know, Cody certainly earned that right. But I can promise you I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can every single day because nobody plays this game to be a backup or to lose football games. You play to start and help your football team ultimately win.
Just a couple more.
How do you think your skill set fits with Hugh's system? And is there anything you gained from having to learn a new system last year and then learn a new one just a year later?
Yeah, you know, you could call it fortunate, unfortunate, however you want to look at it. I've learned about three to four different systems since I've been in the National Football League. One thing it does teach you is how to study a new system. You learn how to do that throughout the spring. And it takes time to master it. You know, as you guys probably saw today, nothing was perfect by my play. But I can promise you I learned a lot today. And a lot of those plays, it was my first time getting that rep. But I can promise you it'll be better the second time. And so, really, that's the approach I'm taking. You know, with my past experience, I know how to study a new system and learn one. It takes time. It takes a lot of hard work. But I'm willing to put in that time and willing to put in that
Your
hard work.
Your career's taken some sharp turns the last 2 years. Any regrets in leaving Denver?
Absolutely no regret. You know, like I've said to the media before, and it's just the honest truth, I have nothing but just love and appreciation for the city of Denver, the organization, John Elway for drafting me. My 4 years in Denver were just very special to my heart. But ultimately, I just had to make a football and a professional decision, and there's absolutely no regret on that.
Do you come here with a chip on your shoulder?
You know, I think every player in the National Football League plays with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. You know, everybody's out here trying to prove something, but ultimately fight for a job. And the only way you do that is by giving it your all every single day. And so, like I said, that's what I can promise you every single day. I'm going to work extremely hard. I'm always going to try to clean up my mistakes, make sure they don't happen a second time, and just get a little bit better every single day.
Is that your expectation to start opening day?
Absolutely. My expectation is always to start. But once again, that's not my decision to make. Now, if I came out here and told you guys I wanted to be the backup, you know, I'm in the wrong business. Absolutely, I want to play, and I want to help this football team win games. But I know there's a lot of work that needs to go into that, and ultimately I need to earn that on the practice field, and I have a lot of work ahead of me to do that.
Thanks, everybody. We're going to move into
the field. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.